listening to the Positive Professional Podcast with your host, me, Tracy Yvonne. This podcast is a weekly conversation about all things mental health, self-care, and wellness. And there'll be sprinkles of positivity, mindfulness, and guided meditations. Welcome back to Season 6, Episode 14. Today's episode, I'm going to be talking about something that is essential for mental wellness and emotional growth, and that is detachment. And not the cold kind, and not the kind where you shut down and shut people out, but the kind that comes from clarity, maturity, and a deep desire to protect your peace. I call this your detaching era. A season of release, realignment, and radical self-respect. Whether you're a natural caregiver or an overachiever, or someone who's used to putting others first, this episode will speak to your soul. Let's talk about what it means to stop fixing and start observing and allow space for peace to flourish. Detachment is often misunderstood. Some see it as avoidance or emotional disconnection, but true detachment is an act of love for yourself and others. It means you stop trying to control what isn't yours to carry. You stop losing sleep over chaos you didn't create. You no longer twist yourself into knots to maintain relationships that don't honor your needs. Detachment is presence without pressure. It's choosing stillness over struggle, boundaries over burnout. So here are some signs that you're stepping into a healthier relationship with yourself and others. You're stepping back instead of stepping in to fix. You've realized that healing is a personal responsibility, and you're no longer hijacking your own well-being to rescue others. You're observing without absorbing. You can witness someone else's distress without making it your own. This doesn't make you heartless. It makes you whole. You're releasing relationships that require you to abandon yourself. These are the connections that only work when you silence your truth, ignore your needs, or accept mistreatment. And now, you're done with that. You're creating space where chaos used to live. That means choosing quiet instead of conflict, peace instead of proving. You're giving yourself permission to disengage. You're not obligated to participate in every drama, every conversation, or every invitation that drains you. You're choosing distance over dysfunction. Sometimes the healthiest move is to step away, even from people you care about. You're letting people have their patterns. You've stopped trying to teach grown folks lessons they don't want to learn. You're no longer pleading to be understood. You're protecting your peace. In the next segment, I'm going to share how to cultivate healthy detachment. We'll be right back. So how do you actually practice healthy detachment? Well, it's both an art and a discipline. And like any new habit, it takes intention and compassion towards yourself. So here's some strategies to help you thrive in your detaching era. First one is to name your boundaries. Boundaries are not walls. They're guidelines for how others can engage with you. Start by identifying what feels safe and comfortable for you. Communicate those boundaries clearly without guilt. Practice neutrality. Not everything needs your emotional investment. Learn to become an observer in certain situations. Ask yourself, is this mine to solve? Will my involvement actually help? If not, release it. Stay rooted in your values. When you know what you stand for, whether it's peace, honesty, compassion, or balance, you're less likely to get pulled into behaviors or situations that don't align with your core beliefs. Practice mindfulness and somatic grounding. Detachment isn't just mental, it's physical. Your body often senses discomfort before your mind processes it. Pay attention to tension, shallow breathing, or racing thoughts. Pause. Ground yourself. Simple practices like deep belly breathing or placing your feet firmly on the ground or gently tapping your heart center can help bring you back to yourself. Give yourself grace. This is a process. Detachment doesn't mean that you stop caring. It means that you stop carrying what was never yours. Allow others the dignity of their own process. It's tempting to intervene, offer advice, or rescue others from pain. True compassion respects the timing and journey of others. Sometimes the most loving thing that you can do is to step back and allow someone to grow through their own experiences. Stop over-explaining. You don't have to justify your boundaries or choices repeatedly. No is a complete sentence. Release the urge to convince others to agree with your decisions. Detach from outcomes. You can only control your actions, not how others receive them. Whether it's in relationships, work, or personal goals. Focus on your effort and let go of needing a specific response or result. Check in with yourself regularly. Ask yourself questions like, am I feeling drained or energized by this relationship? Am I staying in a situation out of fear or obligation? Use your answers as a compass to adjust your engagement. Surround yourself with supportive people. Connect with those who respect your boundaries, celebrates your growth, and doesn't take your detachment personally. A healthy community reinforces your ability to maintain your peace. And the last one is to embrace the discomfort of change. Learning to detach may feel foreign, even painful at first. That discomfort is temporary and a sign that you're stepping up into a new way of being. Trust the process. So let's take a moment and center ourselves with a few affirmations to anchor you. I am not responsible for other people's healing. I choose peace even when it requires distance. I release the need to control outcomes. I trust myself to walk away from what harms me. I honor my boundaries without guilt or explanation. Remember, detachment isn't about closing your heart. It's about keeping your heart safe so you can give from a place of fullness. And not depletion. Detachment isn't rejection. It's redirection. It's choosing you, your healing, your clarity, your peace. Thanks for listening and supporting this podcast. And make sure you're clicking the like and subscribe button. You can also follow me on Twitter and Instagram. Stay safe, be well, and don't forget to be the best version of you.